for November and December of 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Court orders.
Okay. Court orders I have are personal property paid abatements. They're all personal property refunds. And it's abatement numbers 300217 through 300223. On 217, for 2015, taxpayer paid under two different accounts. The other account was the one that received it, where the taxpayer had two accounts for some unknown reason. So, on 218, this one's for 2017, per owner purchased tractor for $5,600, lowered it and refund over assessed value in tractor. $219, taxpayer was charged twice for the Chevy S10 pickup. And I think 2020 is, no, it's different. On 220, the personal property taxes was paid in Christian County, and they do have a backup documentation on that one.
Was it paid in Taney County?
And
Wesley?
It's a refund,
so they get paid in both.
Why didn't they go ask Christian County for the money? How do we know they're not doing this for both counties and getting refunded from both?
It's a good question. I do not know. And Lynn just walked out.
Does it show the mailing address on the bill?
I do not
know. Well,
in the bill.
In 2015, it shows PowerSite. 2016, it shows Ozark.
What usually happens is they fail to tell the assessor's office that they've moved to the other county. You know that. Okay.
And 221 is the same thing as 220. The vehicle did not appreciate, and the taxpayer was charged too much for the vehicle. And 223 is the vehicle did not appreciate.
Same account, they just didn't catch. The customer just didn't catch it until
for 2 years, so they probably didn't. They probably don't pay their taxes in for a year because their plates didn't come due, but every 2 years.
Well, I think I looked at the bills. I think they had paid them on time, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay. I'm just making a guess at what happened there, why it happened.
Good.
The question was on the previous one I was teasing about, are they trying to get refunded here in Christian County?
No, it was showed paid in Christian County.
It was paid here too, though.
Yes, but they live there.
No, I'm just teasing. The, on the last two, that's the automatic depreciation down to the $200 assessed because of the 10 years. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna label this Exhibit A. Do you guys have any other questions on it? Move to approve Exhibit A dated January 18th, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
That's all I have today, so thank you very much.
Thank you.
bid recommendations for transfer station scale repairs, bid number 201712-392.
Thank you, Wesley.
Yes, good afternoon, Commission. This is in reference to bid number 201712-392 as requested by the Tandy County Road and Bridge Department for transfer station scale repairs work. They had asked the vendor to come out and give an estimate of the repairs. It was well in excess of the bid limit. We did a cursory search for any qualified vendors who might be available on cooperatives or state contracts. There were none to be found, so we put out a bid for this repair work. I sent the actual bid invitations with the actual bid attached to six different vendors that I could find with the help of Road and Bridge, as well as Googling online. I contacted four other vendors online and sent them the bid. So we really went out to a total of 10 different qualified vendors. There was a requirement for a vendor to make an on-site inspection pre-bid, and we think that may have limited the responses, at which we only received one response. And that ended up being the actual original vendor who had given us the price quote. That vendor is Accurate Superior Scale out of St. Louis, Missouri, in the amount of $14,650. Mr. Hayes took possession of the full bid package, reviewed all of the responses, as I did as well, and we saw everything in order, and he has subsequently issued a letter to you all recommending for award to this particular vendor. So I think you may have a copy of that letter.
Is this the group that was down there putting the new scale in?
No.
Who were they, Advanced? The Advanced scale? Or Advanced?
I can look it up, see who they were.
I'd set that Precision is who the new scale was from, and they declined participation. They actually sent me a letter saying the reason is they didn't participate in repair work. Precision, Scale, and Controls.
Okay, but they declined. Mr. Stottle, are you here on this? Okay. So you move to approve move to award bid number 201712-392 to Accurate Superior Scale.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Transfer station credit card policy.
The Road and Bridge Administration has contacted me about implementing a new credit card policy. Last year we paid over $7,300 in fees for anybody paying with a debit or credit card at the transfer station. So we are requesting that beginning March 1st, 2018, a fee of 2.5% or a minimum fee of $1.50 be added to all debit or credit cards taken at the transfer station. This would be using a new company that the fee would be paid directly to them, and we would never be charged that fee.
Say that again.
The company is...
We would never be charged the fee.
It will be charged directly to the customer, like it's done in the collector's office.
Okay.
We'll be using that same company.
The transfer station would not have to handle bookkeeping at all. It would automatically go into.
Much easier balancing wise and time frame for her to not have to. She would have to calculate the fee herself.
This automatically does it through the. Is it through a machine or is it software based? Or?
It's through a machine.
So the machine automatically will.
The minimum fee is $1.50, so anybody $60 and under, it's $1.50 automatically, but which the majority of them.
You gonna call it a convenience fee or what's it called?
I'd say a convenience fee.
The credit card company calls it a convenience fee.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
Uh-huh.
That's why we wanted to at least give them a little bit of time so we could post it at the transfer station to give everybody, you know, a little heads up that this would be starting. And it'll take us a little time to switch companies for the credit card machines. And that's why we put the March 1st.
And they'll have an option at that time. They can pay
cash,
debit card. Or
so you want it effective March 1st?
Yes. To get us time to get everything switched.
Do you have, so we're here for credit card policy. Do you have the actual policy already put in place and written out to where we can make an amendment to our existing policy or no?
This would be new, so I do have just a plain policy to sign. Or
is it already typed up?
Yes.
Here, I'll see it.
Well, I can change it.
Right.
Exactly what we wanted for it, but
basically. You guys have any discussion on it, or?
By doing this, it's said that every credit card eventually is going to the chip that you have to use, and this would meet those qualifications, the machine.
Oh, I'm sure the new machines will have all that.
Yeah,
and the new machine will cost us $299 if we purchase it. We can do a monthly thing for $20, but I think it would be better just to purchase the machine.
Some software companies do not have that available yet.
Oh, okay.
Take that.
Really? You guys have any questions on it?
I don't.
Move to approve the transfer station credit card policy as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Was the treasure checked in animal control? Was it considered to use the same software in the company there?
I need to talk about that in once we have animal control.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Treasurer's annual report.
Here to do the final settlement and investment report for Taney County, which was required by state statute to do twice a year. I had emailed the first portion to you as the month-end report. I was kind of read over a little bit. As of December 31st, 2017, the total budgeted funds was $43,853,458.36. Total treasurer's funds, $1,099,951.84. The grand total of all funds, $44,953,410.20. Then you'll see the attached report shows the breakdown for each fund. And then I've also attached our beginning balances for 2018. And then last is all the investments. Right now, we have a total of $37,902,135.89. that is invested.